Back here on the Mighty 690 as we approach 9:10. And we have here in place Candy Westbrook with our normal Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce updates. We have Amy Dollard joining us. And how you doing, Amy?
I'm doing good. Good morning. You guys can't get enough of me.
I know. We got a lot of you. I know Candy is thinking, and her and Madison went to that conference, right?
Yes, they're at a MAKO conference learning about chamber stuff in Branson. And we're glad they're doing it so that we can keep, you know, serving Coffeeville and our businesses in the way they need to be able to do it.
So. That's right. They're learning all sorts of good stuff. So yes. What do we have going on here in Coffeeville?
Well, we've got a little bit going on here. I'll do a talk about some congratulations and notes, and then we'll move on to business over breakfast. Congratulations to Coffeeville Recreation Commission for being the May Spotlight of the Month. Not only do they offer a variety of adult sporting activities like pickleball, they are dedicated to many youth sports for every season, and they offer fun events for our kiddos all year round. I know my daughter played basketball for them, and she had a lot of fun. So, you know, shout out to them for being the May Spotlight of the Month. Coffeeville Municipal Light and Power has again received national recognition for the American Public Power Association for exceptional reliability. They're boasting an average outage of duration of only 9 minutes and 39 seconds a year versus the North American utility average of 148 minutes a year. So we don't have to go without power for very long.
Yeah, it's very impressive.
And if you haven't started your spring planting, you might want to start that. My dad's got his tomatoes and peppers in. And you can go on down to Nichols Hitching Post. They have all kinds of beautiful flowers in stock.
And they get their truck on Wednesdays and Saturdays, I think. So
looky there, James
yeah.
knows.
Yeah, so today is the day to get in on that, I think.
There you go. And Coffeeville Public Library has two openings for the Board of Trustees. A great opportunity to get involved in your community. And share your job postings, too. You can contact the Chamber. May 2nd, the Coffeeville Community College and Choir are having a choir and instrumental concert. And then May 3rd is the CCC scholarship auction. If you have not got to go, if you are moved in enough to be able to join that, you will love it. Cynthia, it's a great time to help support the college and all the kids there. Our community college has great endowments, and they want to make sure everybody gets to go to college. We have a really good college. So that's a fun night to be able to support and give back to the community.
And the food is really good,
And
too.
The food is super good.
They had bacon on cupcakes last year.
And big shout-out to Janet Kassler, because I know there's other people involved, but I think it's really all thanks to her and everyone else involved, but, you know, for them to do all that work. So May 4th, there's a drum fest. It starts at 2 p.m. I'm kind of excited about that. I love drums, native drums, parade drums, band drums. It'll be really good fun. So if you guys like drums too, go out and enjoy the drum fest. It'll be Saturday at 2. And then also South Coffeeville community, they're having a craft fair, and it'll be at the South Coffeeville Baptist Church there off the highway. So I'm not sure of the hours, but there's signs up around, and it's Saturday morning. Start out early. That's when stuff happens.
I think I have them here somewhere, but well, I'll find it.
All right. James will tell you.
It is 9 until 4:30.
There you go. 9 until 4:30. It tells you early on a Saturday. So join them and help support South Coffeeville, because although they are not a part of Kansas, they are a part of Coffeeville, I feel. So.
Oh, yeah.
We're very connected. So business over breakfast was really good this morning. Our hosts were the Coffeeville Historical Society and the City of Coffeeville. They both presented. Nancy Garten from CHS came in and talked. She's the president of the Historical Society. She updated us on what's been going on with the mansion and museum. And there's been a lot going on. I don't know if you guys drive by at night, see the lights on at the mansion. And they are... they have been doing a new roof. So it's our first time in a really long time to have a new roof. And the roof has been being done by Solid Roofing, and it's costing $144,000.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't surprise me at all.
So when you are feeling generous and wanting to give back to your favorite attraction, you can write a check to the Brown Mansion anytime, and it is tax deductible. So we would love and appreciate any sponsorship or donations. They are working on purchasing and installing a gun vault for the Dalton Defender Museum to keep the guns in, instead of how they currently, they have to transfer them once safe, get them out and put them in the cases. And although it's very cool to get to hold the Dalton guns, this will preserve them and keep them safer to have them in the gun vault. And they're working with the family that has John Clare's rifle to be able to display that at our museum. So anyone who doesn't know who John Clare is, he is the shopkeeper. He owned the livery stable that that was in town, kind of where Ferguson Brothers is, but he is credited with shooting. He was an excellent marksman in the Union Army, and he is credited with shooting most of the Dalton gang. So it would be nice to have his rifle in there as, you know, as part of our display.
Oh, yeah.
That would be very cool. So they're always looking for volunteers, and they have the Friends of the Mansion, which I believe meets on the fourth Tuesday. They meet on a Thursday, sorry, at the Friends of the Mansion, and they're always looking for people to join them. And if you are interested, contact different Madison Bowman. She's on Friends of the Mansion. You can contact her at the chamber, not this week, but next. And now they do have a new organization called Friends of the Defenders, and they will meet on the first Tuesday of every month. And these organizations are just kind of what they say. They do fundraisers and help, you know, volunteer and help help with the different with Dalton Defender Days, or Dalton Defender Museum and the Brown Mansion, and they help with Dalton Defender Days a lot of times. If you'd like to volunteer, contact CoffeevilleHistory@gmail.com, or you can call the museum and leave your info and someone will get back to you. And this is where we're going to segue into Cynthia Decker and Tim Wilson came from the city of Coffeeville. Cynthia is our new housing director, and Tim Wilson is our interim city manager. They came and spoke about some of the housing and different things going on, and we got Cynthia Decker to come and join us today so that she could speak about the housing. No one knows what you're doing like yourself, so
that's right.
We will let her take over that, and I want to tell you guys thank you. I'm going to slip out of here and let her talk.
Okay.
So you guys have a great day, and thank you, Cynthia, for joining us.
All right.
Thank you.
Well,
yeah,
thank you,
for having me.
Amy, for coming on by. So, so Cynthia, you're new to Coffeeville, and you're new to Kansas, right?
I am. Yeah, I am. I actually just moved to Kansas from Arizona. That was a big move.
That's a big move.
That's a 1,200-mile move for me.
Yeah, I agree.
Before this role, I worked for Tri Point Homes in Arizona. It's a Fortune 100 home builder. There, we specialized in semi-custom homes, and I managed over 100 homeowners in three different communities, and on an average, I had about 20 subcontractors a day.
Wow.
So customer service rep, that's kind of a basic term from what I did. Typically, my job was on a track, and I educated homeowners on their home through the construction process, coached them on the importance of knowing every detail to their newly built home. My passion for construction blossomed at Tri Point Homes, and then when I seen this opportunity with the city, I knew that this was where I wanted to be. So let's dive deeper into the exciting programs that pertain to Coffeeville.
Yeah.
With the first one, we have a half-cent sales tax program. This is our Paint the Town. Previous years, our vouchers were only $300. We recently changed that to a $1,000 certificate for Sherwin-Williams Paint. Applicants are allowed to select one body color and one trim color, and they also receive materials to help complete their job. They get tape, they get roller frames, they get liners, brushes, drop cloths, and extension poles. Every year we accept 25 applicants. We are already at 20 applicants. So we are almost done. Now, if there is money that can be rolled back in, if say, for example, someone doesn't use that full $1,000, we can roll that back into the program, which would allow us to open more applicants to have that opportunity to paint their house. With the other program, we have the senior and disabled program. This is also part of the half-cent sales tax. Applicants receive $1,500 worth of repairs in their home. So far, we have 10 applicants for the senior assistant program. We'll do 25 homes a year.
That's great.
We're also starting our new home construction. This is set to kick off very soon. We don't have a date yet, but we will be thrilled to announce that later on.
That's fantastic. No, that is awesome. So lots of great opportunities, lots of great programs that are really moving forward. As a new housing director, what is your goal? I mean, I know that housing is one of those things that, it is that one of those top three priorities here in Montgomery County for, the issues that we address. So what are some of your goals?
Our goals, looking at the demographics in Coffeeville, we are lacking homes everywhere, from younger generation to older retired generation. We need homes in Coffeyville. So our goal is to create a program that provides housing for everyone. With the new construction that we are looking at doing, this would allow homeownership dreams to be accessible to everyone, is what we want. We believe that if you can afford to rent a home in Coffeyville with this program, you would also be able to own a home within Coffeyville. It's a fantastic opportunity, and for anyone really looking to own a home or just be rooted within Coffeyville.
Absolutely. And, you know, we talk about, you know, me mentioned the senior assistance and everything, but it's really all ages in that we are in need of housing. You know, of course, the low-income side, but also we talk about just the market rate, you know, the normal kind of market housing for anyone to buy. I mean, that's also a need.
Absolutely.
And then, too, I mean, I'm sure that you're looking at, you're familiar with the new Bartlett plant that's being built, and that's going to be bringing some more people looking to relocate within Montgomery County.
Right.
So I'm sure we're trying to be ready for that. What are some of the things as well? Do you have any... are you involved at all, I guess, with the land bank? I know there's been talk about that. I mean, we've actually got the land bank kind of off the ground a little bit. Is that going to be relating at all into the housing program?
Yes, it will. So we do have the land bank is fairly new to Coffeyville. We do have land in the land bank that we will be utilizing with the new home construction program that we're doing. Our goals for this will be two homes this year, four homes next year, and eight homes the following year. So all of that land will come from the land bank.
Excellent. No, that is fantastic. So that's another thing that, again, I know that people, you know, the other thing we have to realize is, okay, houses aren't built overnight. You know, this is a little more of a long-term thing, but We got to get started on this now.
Yeah, exactly.
So that we move on forward with this. So I'm curious. We're talking with Cynthia Decker, housing director. So what kind of led you to Coffeyville? Did you just see the job opening and you just was there? I'm just curious.
No, actually, no. I met my husband and I had never even visited Kansas at all. And once I met him, I was suckered into coming here and seeing what Coffeyville had to offer. Then things worked out. We got married and I made the move.
Hey, well, that's fantastic. Well, we're really, really glad to have you here. It's always fun to have, you know, new folks in the community and everything. And we hope you stick around.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, if folks would like to maybe get in touch with you, maybe they want to come down to you've got offices right there in City Hall that you can get more information.
Yes, I'm located at the engineering department at City Hall. Just come there. There's a girl that sits in the front, Skylar. She's not there. You can ring the bell and someone will come out. If you have any questions for housing, definitely come by and let me know.
Excellent. Well, you're going to be a good resource, I think, for folks. As you know, it's exciting to me to drive around town and see, you know, people working on houses. They're fixing things up or building new houses.
Right.
So I'm sure, you know, that's exciting for you too as a housing director. But it is just great to see, you know, people putting in some work and kind of starting to turn things around.
It is. And Coffeyville, for me, Arizona doesn't have history in homes like Kansas does. So when I drive the streets through and I'm going and looking for different things, there is such a unique style about Coffeyville that I love. I loved it from the very first trip that I made here. So I get very excited when we have a homeowner come in and they want to paint their house. And really just on the City of Coffeyville Facebook page, you can see one of those completed homes and it just brightens it up. So it is very exciting for me to see it. And my love for Coffeyville is only growing.
Awesome. Well, we're really glad to have you here. And is there a number or website as well if people are interested in maybe checking that out for the housing department?
Yeah, you can go to Coffeyville, Coffeyville's website. Mm-hmm. We have information as well on our Facebook. You can also reach me at 620-252-6129.
All right. Well, Cynthia, I really appreciate you coming on by here today. And thanks to Amy for wrangling you on down here. So, again, if there's any announcements that you would like to get out to the public here, we are more than happy to help you out. You just stop on by, you give us a call, whatever it may be, and we'll get that word out.
Great. Well, thank you so much for having me today.
All right. That is our update here, our Chamber of Commerce update, and then our update with new housing director Cynthia Decker. So thank you so much for coming on by. You have
thank
a great
you.
Week.
You too.
All right. And we'll be getting into Open Line here in just moments on KGGF.